This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Jeremiah chapter 2, Leroy looks at some people who spurned an artesian well so they could dig their own leaky cisterns. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Imagine yourself walking through a city park on a hot day, and you come across a man with a pick trying to dig a hole in the sidewalk. When you ask him what he's doing, he replies that he's digging a hole to catch some water from the next rain so he won't die of thirst. When you point out a drinking fountain just 20 feet away, the man ignores you and begins picking away at the sidewalk again. How would you feel if he ignored your repeated efforts to stop his pointless digging and turn him to the abundant free waters of the fountain? Jeremiah must have felt the same way in his efforts to turn his people back to God. During the time of Jeremiah the prophet, he and the young king Josiah joined forces to try and lead their people in the way of the Lord. But they were unable to prevent the ruin of their people who refused to listen to God. Now just for a moment, picture yourself out in the burning sun of the Middle East as you listen to God's description of his people's sin. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water." Think of that. God had offered himself freely to his people as a fountain from which they could come and drink, but they turned away. In this passage, we seem to hear God saying, "This is an astounding thing. Instead of drinking from the fountain, you're off digging in the rock, sweating, getting your muscles sore, blisters on your hands, backache, trying to find something to substitute for the fountain from which you refuse to drink. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. And beside that, when you get your cistern dug in the rock, it won't hold water. If a heavy rain fills it up, it will leak out the bottom, and you'll have no source of life-giving water when you need it." It seems ridiculous, but isn't that what we do every time we yield to Satan's deception and ignore the love and grace of God? If we do it often enough, our life begins to be just as absurd as the man digging in the rock while water gushes from a fountain behind him. Christian, how's your spiritual water supply today? If you've been digging broken cisterns, it's time to turn back to the fountain. Drink freely and be satisfied. Jesus said, "He who believes in me will never thirst again." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, three keys for becoming an effective communicator of the gospel, as we study Jeremiah 4 through 6 on Daily Discipleship.